This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kia ora and welcome to Planet Woman. My name is Deirdre Fenter and I'm from the Heritonga Women's Centre. Today we're going to talk about all things women's well-being and empowerment. And today we're joined by a very special guest, Zoe from Sano, a unique Hawke's Bay-based wellness space focused on healing, restoration, and connection. Sano is known for its integrated approach to physical health, from lymphatic drainage and scar therapy to sauna, movement, and much more. Zoe, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's so lovely to have you here with me today. Let's start talking a little bit about you. Can you tell us a bit about yourself and your role at Sano? How did it come to be?
So I opened Sano at the beginning of this year, 10th of February, and it was born out of, a demand. I was working as an independent contractor, as a massage therapist, and the clients that were coming in to the clinic for treatments, I'd get to know and we'd talk about different things regarding their health and their rehabilitation and how that there was a lack of resources and support once those people had left the healthcare system. Sano just happened. Really.
That's amazing. It's honestly such an inspiring story. And to see you as a businesswoman come with a need, a personal one, but also identifying a community need and making it happen is just incredible. So congratulations. What a big milestone.
Thank you.
So Sano's philosophy is all about connecting people, like-minded individuals on a shared journey toward health and vitality. Zoe, as the founder, what inspired you to build this kind of space? And do you have any examples from your own personal health journey that you'd like to share what shaped the philosophy that you have today?
I think there was multiple factors. Health, for me, is a community, I don't want to use the word issue, but it is something that requires a village, a community, whether that's friends and family or whether that's community resources. I'm not originally from New Zealand. I moved over here 12 years ago from the UK, and I had to start again, finding a community, finding my people. And once you become a mother, that becomes harder and harder to do, but you need it more and more and more. That's why the focus on community is so important to the values and the philosophy of Sano.
I think it's really inspiring to hear how you've transformed your own experience and taken what has been a part of your journey and really just replicated it so that it becomes accessible to other people in our community. And I really resonate as a new mum that you really do need that village. And sometimes when you do get reveled up in the must-dos and the need-to-dos, you forget to look after yourself and fulfill that self-care need. How would you say Sano is doing that for the community? So we speak about holistic health and well-being, and we speak about connection. Sano offers a range of therapies, from lymphatic drainage and scar therapy to red light therapy. Can you walk us through how these therapies work and how they support women in their healing or recovery journey?
So, depending on the dysfunction or the surgery or the traumatic injury that you have sustained, there are multiple offerings that can support women in healing. With lymphatic drainage and scar therapy, they're kind of a match made in heaven. For me, they go hand in hand. If women have had surgery, whether that's breast surgery, a cesarean birth, or endometriosis surgery, working with patients' lymphatic systems and scar tissue is is so important, because it's not just the area that the surgical incision was. The surgery has a greater holistic impact on the body, whether that's with your connective tissue, your range of motion, and also to acknowledge that some of these surgeries also have emotional trauma attached to them. So it's also addressing those needs, and whether that's just being able to hold space for someone and listen to them in a non-medical setting where you can have a bit more of a personal conversation. That is kind of where we start at Sano. And depending on what your needs are, we will tailor-make that treatment to the individual.
I absolutely love that. And speaking about people identifying that they need to come, how does the referral process work? How do people get to accessing the services at Sano?
So we're a private practice. We do get referrals from some GPs and physiotherapists, but there's unfortunately at the moment there is no state or system cover. It is self-motivated and self-funded.
Mm-hmm. And I think for many people that might be seen as a barrier, but we had a conversation offline where we spoke about, you know, often we ask ourselves, what can we gift someone who's busy or someone that we know that perhaps seems to have everything that they need? And the idea of paying it forward, of saying, you know what, I really think that this is worth sharing with you, and I would love to give you a voucher or gift you a session. Is there a system in your website or in your clinic that allows for that?
Yes, 100%. You can purchase vouchers online. You can ring up and create a profile for someone you'd like to gift a voucher to and credit that person. Classes, we have movement classes that focus on the functional side of movement, so movement that supports everyday activity, with scar therapy and oncology massage. They're the perfect gift to give someone. It's not always easy to know how to support people through those times, and just giving them a gift of time for themselves that's really nurturing and safe. I mean, it's the perfect gift.
Having visited Sano before, I really appreciated the thoughtfulness of the environment. When you walk in, it's this quiet, serene, very calm environment. And so I think it's taking time out of that busy schedule and really dedicating time to invest in yourself and potentially in Fano or friends if you pass it on to them. Are there certain considerations that you have in mind when you plan for a session? Is there, you know, you're obviously thinking about the sound, and I love that you said in some of the therapies people can listen to calming music. What are some of the other considerations?
So all our, barring the manual therapies, all our therapy rooms have noise-cancelling headphones, so you can either bring your own device and put your own music or podcast on. Ultimately, we would recommend that you listen to something more meditative, because we want to encourage the parasympathetic nervous system and reduce the stress environment. We want to get you in a rest and digest state. And with the red light, the Flowpresso and the Saunapod, we'll have eye pillows, and we have light dimmers, so that it is a really calming, soothing environment for you to be in. And even if you just gave yourself the gift of 10, 15 minutes in a sauna or under the red light panel, that in itself is promoting self-care. You can close your eyes and go to sleep. It's lots of clients often fall asleep in the Flowpresso, so we know that that's doing its job properly. everything is designed for you to have a reduction in your stress levels.
That's incredible. I am really curious, and I'm sure there are other listeners too. What is a Flowpresso?
So the Flowpresso is a full body pneumatic pump compression suit. It has infrared heat. It has 9 chambers that individually fill, and we can tailor-make the pressure to each chamber. So depending on what your needs are, we can adjust pressure from your feet to your arms. And it supports circulation, lymphatics, muscle recovery. And the biggest thing the biggest feedback we get from people is that they have the best night's sleep. It improves their quality of sleep afterwards, so which is massive. We can't repair, think, process our thoughts if we're not getting adequate sleep and good quality sleep as well.
Absolutely. And I think in today's society, we often compromise on that before anything else, is that we're on our devices until really late, or we forget to put our phones on silent, so we get interrupted by time zone differences with families abroad, etc. I can relate to sleep deprivation having a major impact on all spheres of life and health. And tell us a little bit more, red light therapy, what is that used for, or how does that promote healing?
So we use our red light panel mostly for skin conditions like chronic eczema and psoriasis. We also use it for wound healing and a reduction in inflammation. So the red light panel we have has individual settings, so we can tailor make the strength of the wavelengths and the time and the height of the panel to you. And it works on a cellular level, so it kind of is an energy, I guess a good analogy is it's like an energy drink for your cells. So if we're in chronic stress or we have chronic inflammation, everything is sluggish and doesn't really work optimally. So what the red light panel does on a cellular level will stimulate those cells, give them the little kick up the butt that they need to work optimally and efficiently to promote your healing.
That's incredible. I think a lot of these technologies and the equipment is quite new, at least to someone like myself. And it's just so amazing that rurally in Hawke's Bay, you know, we have access to these types of therapies. And look, really excited to try them out myself for sure. Energy drink sounds pretty good right now.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that you acknowledged the need for functional movement in our daily lives. And we know that it plays a big part of what you offer, because it's not just about the passive receiving of certain therapies. It's very much the investment of time in getting yourself fit and healthy and recovered or rehabilitated. So in your opinion, what role does the movement or the rehabilitation, the movement classes that you offer, play in helping women feel strong and confident in their bodies?
So the movement classes were really came to life for the fact that we live such sedentary lives and we are so busy as women. And sometimes gyms and classes can be quite daunting if you're new to it. And so what the hope was with the movement classes is to make classes empower women to learn how to move their bodies in a safe way, so that if they do decide, actually, I do want to give a gym a go, or I do want to try out that Pilates studio, that they feel confident enough to know their own boundaries within their body, and also that we've got really small, our movement classes are really small, so you get a lot of one-to-one interaction with the instructors. So then if you don't feel that you've got your body in the right position, or you don't feel that your body can move in that way, there's always an option to skip that movement or modify that movement so that it does empower you to do a whole class and feel safe. And the fact that the classes are small, they make them intimate. You always hear laughing in the movement spaces as you walk down the corridor. They're heaps of fun. And again, it's that community of women supporting women.
I absolutely love that. And it brings me to my next question is, Sano is more than just a clinic. It's a community. How do you create the sense of belonging and connection between your clients? So you speak about the individualized approach and the ability to have fun while still investing in your physical well-being, even your mental health space. Do you have any other, like, do you hear of peer groups branch off afterwards and go for the cup of teas or coffees afterwards? Or how are there other ways for people to connect into your community?
We have a couple of businesses that come with their colleagues. So they come in on a lunchtime and they do some of the evening classes. So that's really nice in the sense that sometimes when we are busy and work's busy and we go home with family, that we don't socialise with co-workers or we don't form those more personal relationships. So having co-workers come in and exercise and not talk shop is a great way to create a community and support network. And that filters through to other people that are in the class. So, you know, you become a little unit of like, are you coming next week? Oh no, I can't make it. Come on, you can do it. So everyone supports everyone and G's everyone on, and also holds them accountable because we all need to be held accountable. I know I do.
Absolutely. I love the peer support and the accountability, but that it happens in such a nurturing and empowering way. I think it's, you've got a little oasis there just down the road around the corner from us. I think lots of businesses are starting to talk about what are holistic benefits and what are ethical responsibilities to office spaces and opportunities for employees to unplug and focus on things that matter to them, like their well-being.
100%. And it does filter through, like it filters through to productivity in a workspace. It filters through to a home life because you feel valued within your workspace and you've taken time out to actually breathe. I mean, if you come to a yoga class and you do nothing but lay on a mat, that's self-care right there.
I can't agree with you anymore. I appreciate that. So looking ahead, what are your hopes for women's health and how it is supported here in Hawke's Bay?
My hope is that there is more resources and education and collaboration between healthcare providers and alternative therapies. Unfortunately, our healthcare system is so stretched and under pressure, but there are multiple services and therapies out there that can support people's recovery, can complement other therapies, and health is not one size fits all. It is holistic. We're so multifaceted. It does take a team of health practitioners and massage therapists and chiropractors and physiotherapists to create sustainable outcomes with your health, and it is a team effort. It takes both parties to invest in outcomes and have treatment plans put in place so that everything is measurable.
Absolutely. I think I can't agree more with the idea of having multidisciplinary teams find sustainable solutions and long-term changes for clients or patients. I think that's what it's all about. It's the collaborative partnerships and not the naysaying or discrediting or criticizing, but really how can we best support the individual that is within the community or within our different practices?
Oh, 100%. And like I said before, like it's not one size fits all. So something might work really well for one person, but not for another. And that's okay. It doesn't mean that therapy is any less beneficial for the next person that walks through the door. Mm-hmm. So it is just taking time to listen to what an individual needs are and actually getting to the bottom of what's causing the symptoms.
Absolutely. So in wrapping up, do you have a final thought that you'd like to leave with our community about what it is that Sano does, but what it is that each of us as individuals can do to take responsibilities for our own health and healing journeys?
Start. I know that seems a bit simple, but it is start, move your waste paper bin to the corner of your office so you have to get up and move from your desk during the day, or pick up the phone or look at the website, regardless whether it's our website or something, and ask questions. How can this help me? What are the outcomes? How many treatments do I need? How can we work together with this? What do I need to do in between my treatments? Because it's really easy to think that one treatment will fix something, or that you don't have to participate as a patient in between appointments. It's so important that there is patient participation between appointments to get sustainable outcomes.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It's been an absolute privilege to hear your perspectives and to hear a little bit more about the Mahi and the work that Zanu delivers in our community. It's clear that healing isn't just physical. It's emotional, it's communal, and it's deeply personal. And I think that's something that Zanu delivers on in every facet. So thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
For listeners who want to learn more, you can visit zanu.co.nz or drop into their beautiful space here in Hastings. Thanks again, and look after yourselves.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.